program you are about to hear involves slap-pun funnels, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the church of sub-genius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor, and to cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Everybody knows when you go to the show, you can't take the kids along. You've got to read the paper and know the code of G, P, G, and R, and X. And you got to know what the movie's about before you even go. Tex Ritter's gone and Disney's dead and the screen is filled with sex.
Whatever happened to Randolph Scott riding the trail alone? Whatever happened to Gene and Tex and Roy and Rex the Durango Kid? Oh, whatever happened to Randolph Scott, his horse plain as can be? Whatever happened to Randolph Scott, has happened to the best of me?
Oh, seekers, tonight's guests, the Statler Brothers. Yes, the country music guys who have won more awards of their gospel harmonies than God. Oh, but they've got some dark secrets. Only two of them were even brothers. They got the name Statler off a box of tissues. And at times they had a secret identity. Enjoy.
Everybody's trying to make a comment about our doubts and fears. True Grit's the only movie I've really understood in years. You've got to take your analyst along to see if it's fit to see. Whatever happened to Randolph Scott has happened to the industry.
Whatever happened to Johnny Mac Brown and Alan Rocky Lane? Whatever happened to Lice LaRue? I'd love to see them again. Whatever happened to Smiley Burnett, Tim Holt, and Gene Autry? Whatever happened to all of these has happened to the best of me? Whatever happened to Randolph Scott has happened to the industry?
You're listening to WEAK Radio, the weak voice of Rainbow Valley, where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. The correct Rainbow Valley time is, about 9:35 a.m. and FM. The local Rainbow Valley news and weather report is very bad. Very bad. The unofficial temperature outside our studio window is 4 degrees, with expected highs tonight of 95. And now, for your Saturday morning listening pleasure, WEAK presents another week program. Lester Moran, the old road hog, and his Cadillac Cowboys.
This year is Lester Roadhog Moran and his Cadillac Cowboys. It's big doings here tonight at the Johnny Mac Brown High School. We coming at you live here at the Johnny Mac Brown High School. This year tonight is being recorded by Mercury Music Record Company down in Nashville, Tennessee, the Music City, US of A. This year's our regular Saturday night dance, which is held here each and every Saturday night at the Johnny Mac Brown High School. And I want y'all to be on your best behavior, because these nice Mercury Music people are here tonight. So be on your best behavior. We got... All right. Just be on your best behavior. We got... We got a lot of microphones and wires running around here, but that don't bother old Roadhog none. I want y'all to go ahead and dance and have a good time like you always do. Like ain't nobody here. Just be on your best behavior. Can you hear me all right, Tess? Tess? All right. All right. Get things started off here tonight. Call on my right-hand man. Step right up here, Wichita. We've been together a long time, ain't we?
Yeah.
All right. How long's it been? How many years has it been? Okay. All right, Wichita, what you got picked out for us?
One called Hey Joe.
Hey Joe, that's a gooder. Let her go, son.
Hey Joe, where did you get that pretty girlie? Where did you get that pretty woman? Where did you get that dish I'd like to own? Hey, Joe, though we've been the best of friends, this is where my friendship ends. Got to have that woman for my own.
All right. Hey, Joe, that's a good one. Can you hear me all right? All right. Let's get two old boys up here now, Red and Wesley, the two young country singers. I told them they could each do a solo tonight, but they didn't want to. They said singing together is what made them what they are today. What you got for us, boys?
When the Warship Left Vanilla.
All right, that's a gooder. Puerto Rico Baby.
Hey, that's Filipino Baby,
huh? Oh, okay. Filipino Baby. I knew it was some kind of foreigner. That's a good one. Let it go, boys. Let her go.
When the Warship Left the Vanilla, sailing out across the bay, deep blue bay, many soldiers' hearts were filled with wild regrets. Looking back up toward the island where they sent him happy yarns, happy flowers, they played loud to every pretty girl they met. I see my dog.
Moving right along here, now I want to tell you where you'll be able to see Lester Roadhog Moran and his Cadillac Cowboys. We'll be appearing on the Big Country Music Shindig Hoedown Roundup Show number 2. As y'all know, number 1 got canceled, and that'll be right here in Rainbow Valley on June the 31st, 8 o'clock p.m. at night. Some of the big stars we got for you will be George Jones and Tommy Wynette, Earl Haggard with Bonnie and the Rangers, and of course my old friends Johnny and June, along with Mother Mayball Carter. There'll also be the poor old boy himself, Bill Andrews, the Stafford Brothers, who was on our last album. We also got Porter Wagner and Dolly Parton. Now there's a couple of big ones. And Charles Pride, who as you all know is the only name that ain't on my list. All right, but I know he's gonna be there anyway. Now it ain't for sure that all of these is gonna be here, but you can get your tickets at Burford's Barbershop. Old Burford's here with us tonight. You want to say a word, Burford? All right, Burp. Okay. You can also get tickets at Duffy's Drug and Hardware Store, right across from Roy's Radio Repair. Now, all right. Now, moving along here, here's one we'd like to do for old Roy and his good wife, Rosalie, over at Roy's Radio Repair. Remember Roy's motto, if it's working, don't bring it to Roy. All right. This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but I'm going to do it anyway. Okay. All right. Old Roadhog's just funning now. Here's one by my old friend, the old P. Packer himself, Tennessee Ford. A little thing called 16-ton kicker offer, Wichita. Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bone. A man that's weak and a back that's strong. He loads 16 ton and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, I can't go. I hold my soul down at the store. All right. Mighty fine. Okay. Mighty fine, mighty fine. Want to remind you to tune us in each and every Saturday morning on WEAK Radio 1750 on your dial. That's up in the right-hand corner. For 15 minutes of good old country music. I'll be there along with my right hand man, Wichita, Red and Wesley. They brought you Burford. Burford, see if you can get my hand back there. I wish they wouldn't do that. I wish they wouldn't do that. I don't know. I ask them to be on their best behavior. I don't know. These Mercury people so nice. I don't know. All right. While y'all on your feet, let's hot foot it a little bit. Line up for a little square dancing. All right, boys, a little bit of Rubber Dolly. Y'all jump up and never come down. Swing that pretty girl around the ring. Swing on the garlic, swing on the gate. Swing your own, it's not too late. Change partners and promenade. Change back. I don't know. Wish you hadn't done that. Form a Texas star. Kicking in the bread pan, picking up dough. Swing your partner, do-si-do. Take her home. All right, mighty fine, mighty fine. All right. Mighty fine. Can you hear me, Tess? Tess? Is everybody having a good time? All right. It's time for our instrumental. Let's call old Wichita up here and call old Wichita. Wichita? Where'd he go? Old Wichita's gone out back for a few minutes. Okay, boys, kick her off. Thank you. us down to our comedy spot on the show. Old Hog thought he'd tell a joke right about here. This here's one that Burford told me. This here seems like this traveling salesman is traveling down the road one night and his car broke down. And he went up to the farmer's house and knocked on the door. And the farmer come to the door and the traveling salesman asked him, said, "My car's broke down. Can I stay all night with you?" And the traveling salesman said, "I'm sorry, the farmer said you're going to have to sleep with my son." And the traveling salesman said, "Excuse me, farmer, I'm in the wrong joke." All right, all right. Mighty fine. All right. Mighty fine. Can I have your attention, please? Don't forget everybody that can stay. The schoolhouse people here want us to stay and set up chairs for the PTA meeting Monday night. All right. It's about time for the whole gang up here to get around the Mercury microphone. This here's an old favorite of ours. Keep on the sunny side of the street. Kick her off, our witch dog.
Keep on the sunny side of the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. Everybody has his day. Everybody has a day. Keep on the sunny side of life.
Mercury Music Record people for being here tonight. I'm sorry about that little squabble. I wish I hadn't done that. Be with us each and ever. Y'all ain't tearing down your equipment, are you? I don't know. I don't know.
Lester Roadhog Moran is one of my dear friends who also lives up in Stanton, Virginia, or thereabouts.
All right.
Roadhog?
Good morning, Earl.
It's Ralph.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
This here is Lester Roadhog Moran and the Cadillac Cowboy.
Are you over there visiting with the Stadler Brothers?
I just come by to pick up some albums.
I see. You smoking too much these days, Roadhog?
Well, I'm trying to lay off of them, Ralph. But I smoke Camels, you know.
You smoke Camels?
Yes, I do.
I see.
Sometimes it tastes like Camel. All right. That's just a little joke there.
Where do you still live in Rainbow Valley?
Well, yes, sir. Sure do, Ralph.
How far is that from Stanton, Virginia?
It's a right fur piece.
A right fur piece?
Yeah.
Hey, we've got a boy that's in our production department. That's a big fan of yours, Roadhog.
Who are you talking about?
What's that?
Mike Bohaney.
And it's Mike Bohan.
Bohan?
Yeah, he's a big fan of yours.
Does he use Bohan? All right.
Well, only when he's milking.
I see. All right.
Yeah, when are you boys going to come back to Nashville and record again?
We're hoping, Ralph, to come in there on a weekend pretty soon.
You ever going to get down to the Grand Ole Opry? That the one at the Johnny Mac Brown High School?
Sure is.
You know, we have the Grand Ole Opry on Saturday night. I don't know how you're going to...
Saturday night?
Huh?
Is it on every Saturday night?
Yes, it's still on every Saturday night.
Well, I don't know just how to be. I'd love
Well, I'd love that, Roadhog.
All right. I'd love to have you.
Y'all still having some fights up there at the shows?
Oh, Ralph, they get into it. They change partners, and they keep them too long. All right. Oh, mighty fine.
Roadhog, put Harold Reed back on there, will you, buddy?
I sure will, Ralph. It sure was good to talk to you.
Nice talk to you, Roadhog.
Yes, sir.
That's one.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Listening to WEAK Radio, the weak voice of Rainbow Valley. At the sound of the tone, the time will be 9:35. Local Rainbow Valley time. And now it's time for Rainbow Info. Come one, come all, Wednesday evening, to the annual Alcoholics Anonymous Picnic. Bring your own covered dish and boxed lunches. Drink will be provided. I'll bet. The Rainbow Valley Kennel Club will hold their annual dog show Monday morning on the parking lot. I mean parking lot. Barking lot. Behind the bowling alley. And now for your Saturday night listening pleasure, WEAK presents another week program.
Folks, my name is Ralph Emery, and it's been my pleasure over the years to interview all of the big stars. And I've heard about this act here in Rainbow Valley, and with the impact that his records have made on the American music scene, I decided to bring our tape recorders to Rainbow Valley and seek him out, because he's been, it seems, very difficult to get into Nashville. I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Moran, Lester. It's Roadhog Moran. Mr. Moran, I came all the way up here to Rainbow Valley because we think so much of your records.
Thank you a whole lot, Tom. We appreciate it.
My name is Ralph.
Ralph.
Yes.
That's right. All right.
I noticed that you received a comedy award of some kind last year.
Ralph, I wanted to tell you about that.
Well, you seem to take exception to that award.
They took it wrong. We was doing an album with the Stafford Brothers, and they give us a Promise a Comedian Award, and I didn't. We've worked hard all of our life.
Well, I thought maybe those little, where you say you're funning with them, those little jokes you tell in your radio show.
Ralph, I'm going to tell you the truth. That there's ad-libbing.
Is that what that
right
is?
Right off the top of my head there.
I thought maybe that was the reason they gave you that award. Wasn't for your singing, now, was it?
I hope not, Ralph. All through that radio show where I say mighty fine, mighty fine.
Yes.
All that's ad-libbing, too.
I see. A lot of people ask me, Lester, maybe you can answer this question. How do you get a start in the business?
Well, you got to go out and work hard. Of course, we got our start several years ago, right here in Rainbow Valley on WEAK Radio. And we still are.
You on every day?
On Saturday mornings.
Saturday morning?
Yes, sir.
What do you do all week, Lester?
Well, I work down at the plant. Excuse me. I work down at the plant. I've been down there for 19 years, I believe. I'm foreman.
I see. You sing down at the plant, do you?
No, sir. Don't ever sing to plan. I'm strictly business.
Strictly.
During the week.
Are these your boys here?
Yes, sir.
Cadillac Cowboys?
This year's my band. Probably the best band around.
Is that one over there? Is that that's the guitar player?
Ralph, I want to tell you about him. Right there is my right-hand man. Wichita Rankin.
Wichita, would you care to say a few words on this show?
Yeah.
Wichita don't talk all that much. Wichita mostly gets down to business on the neck of a guitar.
Well, on the latest album. I notice you boys are really blossoming into the world now. You have your own album.
Yes, sir. We're right, right glad about that there.
Wichita, didn't you play some Chet Atkins material?
Yeah.
He can really play that Chet Atkins stuff. He's, a lot of people say he sounds just like Chet.
Wichita, do you have one of those Chet Atkins books, or are you self-taught?
Yeah.
I see. Are these Red and Wesley?
This year's Red, this year's Wesley.
Do they
young ever, country singers.
Huh?
They've been with me a couple years now.
Did they ever get to say anything?
Oh, yeah, them boys talk a lot. You ought to hear them on the bus.
Y'all have a bus, do you?
Yes. Well, we ain't had, just not long ago, we bought us a bus and reconverted it into a touring bus. It's right nice.
A what bus?
A touring bus.
Touring bus.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
On tours. Yeah.
You guys play a lot of personals, do you?
We work about every weekend, Ralph. There around New Year's, we work three nights one week.
Well, now, how do you have time to do all that work at the plant?
We keeps you jumping. Most usually, I get home in the evenings. Like Ruby Lee, that's my little wife. She's got my clothes hung out there ready to go.
How far do you go from Rainbow Valley with your shows?
We've been over Hogan County a couple times in Wichita.
Yeah.
I guess 30 miles, ain't it?
Yeah.
Are y'all pretty expensive? You charge a lot of money for that sort of thing?
Oh, yes and no.
Well, I thought you might want to lay the price on us here.
We most usually work things, Ralph, around whatever people can kind of afford. We ain't out to hurt nobody.
I see. You pay these boys pretty good?
These boys probably make more money than ever made in their life.
Working for you?
Yeah.
How long have you had this group together?
Well, now, Wichita and me have been together for been a lot of years. How long has it been, Wichita? It's been a long time, I know that. And Red and Wesley have been with us about 2 years.
Y'all draw a lot of mail over there at WEAK?
We get pretty good a lot of mail over.
Let me ask you something. You'd be honest with me, wouldn't you, Lester?
All right.
Have you had any proposals from the ladies in the mail?
I don't know. Is this on the radio? I don't know. I don't know, Wichita. What do you think about that? I don't know.
Well, I imagine some of them think you're pretty sexy on the radio, don't they?
I've danced with a couple of them at the dances, but don't go no further than that.
I noticed you finally got to do a live album at the Johnny Mac Brown High School. How far is that from here?
It's only from here. It's about 4 miles, I guess.
You make a lot of money over there, did you?
We did pretty good over there. You know, the Mercury Music Record people's over there and recorded it. We had a little trouble over there.
Well, on the album, I got to be honest, it sounds like a fight broke out.
I didn't know if that's going to come out on that album or not there, Ralph. I'm going to tell you the truth, it's pretty bad. Pretty bad. There's one boy there got... Well, there's one boy that took 9 stitches.
He what?
Took 9 stitches.
Were they drinking a little bit over there?
Yeah, a little.
Is that the first time that ever happened to you, Lester?
No, but I'm just sorry it had to happen on that record.
Well, that was your big night to do your live album. Why didn't you? Did you tell them beforehand?
I'd ask them several times, as you can probably evidence on the record, that they'd be on their best behavior. But them things happen. When you get to dancing that close, you get things happening. All right.
Lester, would you like to? Be on some of those big network television shows? Have they made you some offers?
I don't know exactly how you get on them, Ralph, but, I did write a letter down there to Nashville, Tennessee, and told them that we'd play that Grand Ole Opera, but we can't go on the weekends because we're most usually playing the dances. But we'd go during the week one night, we'd get down there, if we'd get our vacations the right time.
I see. Y'all always include a religious song in your act?
We most usually try to because we got good up-going church people that come around to the shows. They like that on the radio. Get lots of requests for it, for sick and shed-in friends.
Always take your hats off?
Yes, sir, we do, Ralph. That ain't just a radio thing. Yes, sir, we do.
Well, I didn't know whether you were really doing that or not. I couldn't see you, of course.
No, sir, we always do that, Ralph. Yes, sir.
I notice here that Wichita brought his guitar to our interview. Wichita, would you play us one?
Yeah. You do. By the way, Lester, I just wondered, since y'all were doing some Chet Atkins material, and
ain't he good?
If y'all had ever met any of the folks in Nashville. Have they ever, they ever played up this way?
We had a blockbuster show coming in here last year. It got canceled. Some of us was working on it. Roy, over here at Roy's Radio Repair,
yeah,
he was helping to get it together and kind of fell through. We had a bunch of Nashville boys on that.
It didn't work out then?
Never did work out.
I presume you and Mr. Burford are pretty good friends.
Burford, probably the best friend I got in this world, Ralph.
He still sponsors your radio show?
Yes, sir. We couldn't go along without Burford.
Well, I noticed on that new show, on this album, you got a new sponsor. I didn't know what had happened to Burford. Eddie's Eggs.
Well, Burford was gone for a while. He closed up his shop for a while. And Ernie Cup sponsored the show there for a while. Burford's back now and doing good. Burford's in the hospital.
What's that?
Burford was in the hospital over Crystal City. He's all right now.
Well, I appreciate your talking to me here on the...
I appreciate you talking to me, Ralph.
I'm always happy to meet the big stars when they come along.
I'm always happy to talk to you.
Before I leave, could I get your autograph?
You sure could, Ralph.
You're used to that sort of thing.
I signed on that new album. If you'd like to have one, we got a couple. How many we got back in there in Wichita? Got about 6,000 of them back here. I'll be glad to give you one.
Okay.
We're using them for promotion.
Well, I sure hope I get to see you in Nashville one of these days.
Sure hope you do, Ralph. I'm going to be on down there. I'll just come out your house and I come down there whenever we get in town. You still living at the same place?
Yes.
We'll be out there. We'll look you up. Don't you worry about it.
Okay.
All right.
Or at least...
Presents another week program. Lester Moran, the old road hog, and his Cadillac Cowboys.
Well,
right, and howdy, howdy. This year is Lester Roadhog Moran and his Cadillac Cowboys inviting you to 15 minutes of good old country music on WAK Radio. The first part of our show this morning is brought to you by Ernie's Egg Market. Remember, if you need eggs, let Ernie lay them on you. That was a yoke. Okay. Old Roadhog made that up just now. That's part of being in show business. We got a new show for you this morning. We got all brand new songs. Start off with, we're going to call on old Wichita up here in the mic. Are you all right this morning, boy?
Yeah.
All right. Everybody over at the Johnny Mac Brown High School has been saying that Wichita picks just like Chuck Adkins. Ain't that right, Wichita?
Yeah.
All right, how about stepping up here and mocking Chuck Adkins on one we get a lot of requests for? Freight Trains. Let her go, boy. Fine. That's mighty fine. We right proud to be talking about Ernie down at Ernie's Egg Market. Remember Ernie for all your egg needs. Ernie's got A1 large, B1 large, B2 large, and they can't be too large. All right. Remember Ernie's got little baby chicks for sale and little baby pee-pees. Before they're chicks, they're pee-pees. And for their pee-pees, their eggs. And that brings us back to Ernie. Remember the old question, what was here first, the egg or Ernie? All right. Ernie's still open late on Friday nights, and you can get cracked eggs at half price after 7 o'clock p.m. at night. Boys, does Ernie still have that shooting match on Friday night? All right. If you need eggs, don't just sit around and brood. Ernie will deliver to your house if you don't live too far out. All right. Time to get Red and Wesley up here, the two young country singers. They got a brand new song they got picked out this morning. What you got picked out for us this morning?
Well, Roadhog, here's a new one that we worked up for the show today.
What is it, son?
He's gonna have to go.
He's gonna have to go. All right, that's a good one. Let her go there, Wichita.
Oh, the sweet lips of the monster to the telephone. Let's pretend that we're together here at home. I'll tell that man to turn that jukebox way down low. And tell that guy over there with you, he's gotta go.
Mighty fine. As y'all know, there's an election coming up in Rainbow Valley for mayor. Ernie Cup, the same Ernie down at Ernie's Egg Market, is running for his second campaign. Now, I don't like to get in politics like some of these people in show business. I don't go for all that marching and these beatniks with their hair down on their shirt collar. But me and Burford is going to vote for Ernie. That's Ernie Cup. C-U-P-P. C is for country, U is for united, and P-P is for peace and prosperity. All right. Right now, the old Roadhog's going to do a brand new one for you this morning. This year's a new number called Hello, Darling. How'd things go for you today? Did you miss me?
Hello, hello.
Since
and she upped and gone away. Well, ain't that a teardrop you've got for me today? Gee, ain't it funny how time slips away?
Hello, hello.
All right. Mighty fine, mighty fine. All right. Friends and neighbors, we're proud to be the first to announce this morning that Burford is open for business again. We all know Burford was closed up there for a while, but he's back at the barber shop 3 days a week now and doing pretty good. Burford's been over at Crystal City in the hospital. We don't exactly know what was wrong with him.
He's crying out, Hog.
Here. Here, you don't say that on the radio, these boys. I wish they hadn't have said that. All right, mighty fine. Moving right along here, we want to dedicate our hymn today to Burford and anybody else who was locked up in the hospital like he was. Wait a minute. We want to dedicate to our sick and shedding friend. I'd like to ask the boys to gather around the microphone and take off our hats for an old-time favorite, Church in the Wild Wood.
There's a church in the valley by the wild wood of Jesus, but the hell of spot is so near to that childhood. There's a little brown church in the valley.
Oh, come.
I made a trip to Rainbow Valley, Virginia, and I attended a show at the Johnny Mac Brown High School, and I found a fantastic new recording group, and I'd like to present them on this show now. Ladies and gentlemen, Lester Roadhog Moran and the Cadillac Cowboy.
Are we on? All right, mighty fine. We'd like to welcome all y'all to Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, U.S. of A. This here is you boys hold it down over a little bit. Sound like a family picnic we had last Sunday. All right. Old Roadhog, this funny now. We'd like to start right off here. This here is Lester Roadhog Moran and his Cadillac Cowboy. I'd like to introduce my boys to you. Start right off here. This year is Wesley. Let's hear it for Wesley. That's enough. All right, that's enough. Don't give Wesley too much. He can't stand too much. Moving right along here. This year is Wesley's partner, Red. Let's hear it for Red. That's enough. That there's my right hand man. he got a hold of some bad baloney, I think. looks like him. I don't know. Let's hear it for Wichita. Let's hear it for Wichita. We'd like to gather around the microphone now and do an old-time favorite, one that we get a lot of requests for. This here is called Angel Band. Kick her off there, Wichita.
To my mortal foe,
Lester, can I have your microphone a second? I just want to welcome you to Nashville. I certainly enjoyed your show up in Rainbow Valley.
I'm glad to be here, Ralph. We're glad to be here, even though it is a Monday night. You know, we can't get away on the weekends. They want us to come down here and play the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
We work at the Johnny Mac Brown High School each and every Saturday night, starting at 8 o'clock. And we got down here on the first of the week to film a show with you.
Well, we're awful happy to welcome you to Nashville.
We're awful happy to be here.
I tell you, I wonder if
what's
I could.
Wrong, right?
I wonder if I could get you to stay over and do one more song.
Yes, sir. Be glad to. I'd like to do that because me and the boys ain't got nothing to do the rest of the night.
All right. Well,
we ain't got nothing to do the rest of our life.
Well, we'll come back in just a few moments. So stay with us.
We take you now to the Johnny Mac Brown High School for a special and rare appearance of Lester Roadhog Moran and the Cadillac Cowboy.
All right. Hold it! All right, boys. That's mighty fine. Now, the thing y'all want to remember is don't be scratching and everything because we're on TV. Y'all got to remember that this year is Lester Roadhog Moran and his Cadillac Cowboys. All right, we're going to move right along here now. Let's take this off. I'm going to move right down here. Tommy, welcome to the show. Say thank you.
Thank you.
That's all right. I just wanted to ask you, where's the camera? Are you still married to Buck Jones?
Is that his name?
I don't know. They wanted me to ask you that. Well, we're glad. You want to stand up and take a bow, Tommy?
Yeah, sir.
Would you? All right, bow to that camera right there. That's enough. Not too low, Tommy. Not too low. Ray, we're glad to have you. Ladies and gentlemen, Ray Clark. Let's hear it for him. That's our boy.
That's Hog. That's Roy Clark.
There we go. We done found out some gossip. Roy Clark's real name's Ray. He stood right up when I said it. All right. I'll tell you what, Ray, we got something. Did you see the Bourbon Cowboy?
Yeah.
We got something here tonight. We got a bull. We thought maybe you wanted to ride.
Well, I'll tell you
like
what.
To do that.
No way, Hoss.
Oh,
no
you
way.
Would? How many like to see Ray ride the bull? Let's hear it.
I appreciate it, but I'm not dressed for it. I don't have change, and I'm not into mechanical things.
Well, those clothes you got on is cheap enough. It won't matter if you mess them up. I tell you what, I appreciate you saying you'll ride. If you'll step right over here.
I said I won't ride.
We'll give you a free ride. Right here it is. Come right here. There he is, Ray.
No way. I tell you one thing. Unless the bull changes our plans, Tammy and the Statler brothers and I will be right back with some of the best performers in country music in the 15th annual Music City News Country Awards.
All right, mighty fine.
From the stage of the Grand.
And we're here with our dads, Harold and Don Reed, founding members of the Statler Brothers.
Harold, I'm the other half.
In 1974, the world was introduced to Lester Roadhog Moran and his Cadillac Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened to those guys?
We don't even want to know what happened to them. I can tell you how they were born.
Okay.
We were doing an album called Country Music Then and Now, and we were going to do one side being old music and the other side being new. But then we got to laughing and talking about how local country artists that we grew up knowing, some of those guys that had those local radio shows, and how bad some of it was. And we were on an airplane going to Europe when we came up with this idea. And so we wrote these characters, Lester Roadhog Moran and Cadillac Cowboys. And we get over there, and we're laughing silly. We still got jet lag, and we're laughing silly about it. And we thought, let's get up tomorrow morning before we decide if it's any good or not. Maybe it's just not all that funny. But we got up, we read it again, what we'd written, and yeah, that was pretty funny, we thought. So we got back home, and we recorded and put it on the album, and it was an immediate hit. And they called for Lester to do an album of his own, and that's how, again, that's how he came about.
All right, test 1, 2. Hope everything's all right there. This here is Lester Roadhog Moran, and I'm making this tape for you, Mr. Jerry Kennedy, down at the Mercury Record Company. And these here is some of the people that I've had over here at my house tonight. They're here in Rainbow Valley. Knowing that I was in good. Shut that door there a little bit, and I can hear them kids back there. All right. I got some people over here at my house from down here in Rainbow Valley. It's got a lot of talent, and they's knowing I was in good to y'all, Mr. Jerry Kennedy. And I wanted to let some of them sing for you. Maybe there'd be a good chance of them getting on the Mercury Music Record Company. We here in my living room, we always get a good sound in here. This year first. Hope that don't come out. And they sing real good. The first song they're going to sing for you, Mr. Kennedy, is who? Yeah, Ms. Wheeler. Mr. Jerry Kennedy, this year next person is a woman that's pretty highfalutin. Miss Wheeler lives here in Rainbow Valley all her life. Well, not yet, she ain't. But she's been in the Rainbow Valley minstrel, I reckon, was it 24 years, Miss Wheeler? 27 years. And everybody likes Miss Wheeler's singing, and she's getting ready to do this. Here's a pretty highfalutin song, too. Ms. Viola Wheeler. Who's next? Now we got a band here. Can y'all start getting fixed there? Mr. Kennedy, we got a band here that was been here in Rainbow Valley for quite a few years. They ain't in competition with the Cadillac Cowboys. They a whole nother kind of band. This year's your Uptown Dance Band. And they played, how many New Year's y'all played over?
About 4 years.
For 4 years they've been playing a New Year's dance here, and everybody thinks they're pretty good. This year, Mr. Kennedy, is Dexter Dull and the Sharp Tones. And the Sharp Tones. And you can see why they play for dances, because they all got natural rhythm. All right, we got one man here we left to last, Mr. Kennedy. And I want you to hear him, because everybody says he's probably got the most talent in Rainbow Valley. This year, Mr. Kennedy, is Cletus Duncan, and he ain't never had a lesson in his life. He's a tap dancer, and I wanted y'all to hear him. This year is Cletus Duncan. All right, Cletus.
That I didn't even have to try. Everything tonight was done by those Statler brothers. And I mean everything. Oh, that was all that I could scrape together of Lester Moran and his Cadillac Cowboys. Oh, I had the album, Lester Moran and his Cadillac Cowboys, alive at the Johnny Mac Brown High School. And then I found the other album, and then I found the Ralph Emery interviews, and I even found video of Lester and the Boys from about 1982 appearing at some off-brand country music awards ceremony where Lester is messing with Tommy Wynette and Ray Clark and an actual bull. Oh, it was a damn treat sharing this wonder with you tonight, Seekers. I'll let Lester and the Boys see us out. All right, Hog, it's all yours.
Hey, thank you very much. Let's get it out of here, boys. Old clock on the wall says it's time to get out of here. This is old Road Hog and his Cadillac Cowboys saying we'll see you next week, same time, same station. Till then, don't forget to go by and see Ernie down at Ernie's Egg Market and my old friend Burford. Burford's open 3 nights a week, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. The next week, till next week, is old Road Hog saying it is better to have loved and lost. Wait a minute, I don't know if I remember all the words that one. Oh, yeah. It is better to have loved and lost than never to have lost at all. Where there's smoke, there's fire. A penny saved is a penny earned. It takes one to know one. When the cat's away, the mice will play. Love is a many splendid thing. Apple a day keeps a doctor away. Two wrongs don't make it right. Are we off? Why'd y'all say that about bourbon, boys? Wish y'all hadn't said that.
This has been another week program from WEAK Radio. Tune in next week for more of the same.
Good night, Seekers.
Here, you don't say that on the radio. All right, mighty fine. Move right along here.